Hello friends, the preparation for the lesson today is from 10:25 and 26 from Petah Tikva. 25, please.
Hello, my dear friends, our whole world Kli. We are in a period of time which is indescribable. There's no time more special than our time to live in, great friends. And we're in such a time where our world is descending to uncertainty, helplessness every day, a dead end, and at the same time, from lesson to lesson, together with our love, we acquire the method by which to rise above reason, to connect together, to create a connection with the upper force. It's a point in time which is more than historic. It's cosmic. I don't know what to call it. It's a time where reality begins to invert, to return from below upwards. All creation, which cascaded from the top down, begins to return to the Creator, its root. And somehow we were chosen to be the representatives of humanity, those who first hear the message from the Love, who delivers it to all of humanity through a chain of Kabbalists from the beginning of creation. And we were chosen to push, to roll all of creation back towards the Creator. So let's open our eyes and see each friend here. Every person, wherever on earth, is the most special person on earth. He has a spark of connection, of the light, and now we create a network all over the world, elevating humanity upwards. Let's do it together, friends. One.
The Rosh of the Partsuf in the system. The responsibility of the whole world is upon us, and the world is ready and demanding development to the next step. We have received understanding and the ability to activate the system, and the light is waiting for us. The request has to come from the depth of the heart. In order to activate the system, we need a real demand, a need for correction. We're asking to recruit all our desires, all our resources for the common intention, connection of all the hearts to one center. Let's try to integrate and turn me into we. Let's hold on to this as we listen.
From Rabash, letter 8. This is a group of people who have gathered in a certain place under a certain leader to be together. With superhuman courage, they face up to all those who rise against them. Indeed, they are brave men with a strong spirit, and they are determined not to retreat one inch. They are first-class fighters, fighting the war against the inclination to their last drop of blood, and their only wish is to win the battle for the glory of His name.
A question for a workshop. How can we enhance the atmosphere of connection and our heartfelt connection between us? How can we build the next degree, which is called for me, faith above reason? Again, how can we enhance the atmosphere of connection and the warm bond between us? How can we build the next degree, which is called for me, faith above reason?
We need to strengthen this perspective of the friends as great as representatives of the upper system. And I need to find my place in that system to see how I can support them.
Exactly. We annul ourselves, we incorporate within the ten in any possible way, and we make all our efforts to annul ourselves and in order to be the new me. The new me is in the connection between us.
Yes, it is a good opportunity now to devote ourselves to the lesson, to the excerpts we will read, the things we will hear, and to request to admit the Creator now into our meeting every moment to make sure that He amplifies the connection.
We should all the time remember how much we depend on each other, how much we're connected to each other, how much we influence each other. And from this memory, from this understanding, it will become very clear how much we can never reveal the Creator without revealing a good relationship between us. Love your friend in the relationship in the ten for each other.
It's pretty simple. If we want this heartfelt atmosphere, you need to bring the heart there, not the dry words or the intellect. If there's nothing in the heart, you need to demand, like Gershon said, to demand of the Creator to make me become useful part in the ten, a heartfelt, heartful member. I want to bring something out of my heart so that He pushes them forward, He advances them, promotes them, because that is the real state. Any other state is false, and I want, above reason, to see the true state, to push towards it, even if I don't see it, but from the heart.
We are under the devoted care of the upper light, and we really feel how it's always aiding us more to focus the intentions and to focus our common efforts more. All we have to do is to let it lead us, to keep on doing our work, be persistent as possible, to work on connection and the greatness, be persistent and patient, and everything will open soon.
And remember that the Creator is behind each friend, helping us connect, and everything depends on the connection between us. It's a great privilege to be here with the friends.
To really see how I can increase the connection for the general public with more connection, more intention, and how we as a ten always try to put the Creator inside.
Yes, and that's the essence of our attack during the lesson, to connect all of our yearnings, all of the lacks of the friends right now to one continuous, powerful effort. It's Saturday now, the friends are with us, the Rav is with us, and together we shall succeed.
We're asking for the Creator to give us, the Creator will give us the strength so we can perform all our actions for you, meaning for the sake of the Creator. Otherwise, meaning if you do not help us, all our actions will be only for our own benefit. That is, if not, meaning if you do not help us, all our actions will be only for ourselves, for we are powerless to overcome our will to receive. Therefore, help us be able to work for you. Hence, you must help us. This is called do for your sake, meaning do this, give us the power of the desire to bestow. Otherwise, we are doomed. We will remain in the will to receive for our own sake. Again, we ask the Creator to give us the strength so we can perform all our actions for you, meaning for the sake of the Creator. Otherwise, meaning if you do not help us, all our actions will be only for our own benefit. That is the meaning of if not. Meaning if you do not help us, all our actions will be only for ourselves, for our own benefit. For we are powerless to overcome our will to receive. Therefore, help us be able to work for you. Hence, you must help us. This is called do for your sake. Meaning do this, give us the power of the desire to bestow. Otherwise, we are doomed. We will remain in the will to receive for our own sake. That's from an article by Rabash. What is the good deeds of the righteous are the generations in the work.